Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Lots going on today. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. How the heck are you? Let's get started right out of the box, right out of the gate. Boom, boom, shall we? Let's roll. Let's start with Mr. George Young in Hawaii. There is news out of Hawaii. The Young case, Young v. Hawaii, or the County of Hawaii. This was a fascinating case. Why? Let's start with by giving you some background here. There is movement on this case today that is going to have some implication that I believe is going to stretch out into eventually a SCOTUS case. For those of you liberals who don't know what SCOTUS means because they don't teach that in school, it's Supreme Court of the United States. Maybe that triggered our Republican friend, Sonny, right, who got triggered when I said, don't text and drive, only let the liberals, leave that to the liberals to do. Yeah, well, I couldn't really care less. You don't have a sense of humor, turn the dial. Here, let's go back to the Young v. Hawaii case. It's a big deal here. Young wanted a concealed carry permit in Hawaii. It was denied twice. He brought suit. Let me explain what's happening here. In July, I believe it was July. Don't hold me to the date. It was somewhere at the end of July in 2018, the Ninth Circuit, three-judge panel, heard his appeal of the case being dismissed. He sued Hawaii because they wouldn't give him a permit twice, and they don't allow open carry. What does that effectively do? If you cannot, as a law-abiding citizen, be granted a permit in the state of Hawaii, and it is illegal for you because they do not recognize open carry rights, what does that tell you? That tells you the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is in fact being infringed by the state of Hawaii, correct? We can make that assumption. It's not a stretch. So I want to carry a gun. Hawaii has a permit system. I apply for the permit, follow the system, follow the rules, pay the money, and get denied. Then I do it again. I pay the money, I follow the rules, and I get denied. But I'm not allowed to openly carry a firearm. Why? Because they don't recognize open carry. So effectively, I have no right to carry. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep, store them at home and have them, and carry them, have them with me, shall not be infringed. You cannot do that in Hawaii if they deny you a permit and they do not recognize your open carry rights. Let me just say that Hawaii hasn't given a permit out in years to a civilian. Years. So Mr. Young is essentially banned from carrying a firearm. There, does that lay that ground rule for you? The ground rules out for you? That's pretty much it in a nutshell. On February 12, 2018, the appeal was heard. He sued. The case was dismissed. Imagine that. It was dismissed. You don't have to carry a gun. Boom. He appealed. That appeal was heard and argued on February 12, 2018 in Honolulu. In that appeal, and this is fascinating stuff, the answer to that appeal, the verdict, was filed on July 24, 2018. Dermot F. O'Scanlan, Richard R. Clifton, and Sandra S. Ikuda were the circuit judges out of the Ninth Circuit, right? Liberal Ninth Circuit. And this is incredible. The whole thing fascinates me that we have to go through this as American citizens, but I digress. O'Scanlan wrote the opinion, and the dissent was written by Judge Clifton. Here's the summary of basically what occurred and why Young filed suit. Okay? In July 24th, after the arguments in February, the panel reversed the district court's dismissal of those claims brought against the County of Hawaii, and the County of Hawaii's police chief, who had been denying the plaintiff, George Young, the application to carry a handgun because he failed to satisfy what? Hawaii's licensing requirements as set forth in Section 134.9 of the Hawaii Revised Statutes, which generally, according to the suit, require that gun owners keep their firearms at their place of business, residence, or sojourn. The exception allows citizens to obtain a license to carry a loaded handgun in public, either concealed or openly, under certain circumstances. Plaintiff alleged that the county violated the Second Amendment by enforcing against him the state's limitations in 134.9 on the open carry of firearms to those engaged in the protection of life and property, and on the concealed carry of firearms to those who can demonstrate an exceptional case, which is what's required in Hawaii. Not just a need, an exceptional case. That's a pretty high bar, is it not? The panel acknowledged that while the concealed carry of firearms categorically falls outside Second Amendment protection, now that goes back to Peruta versus the County of San Diego. This gets complicated here if you haven't been following along. It was satisfied that the Second Amendment encompasses a right to carry a firearm openly in public for self-defense. The Ninth Circuit said there's no right to concealed carry. Peruta didn't even fight that, yet the Ninth Circuit decided to add that in there anyway. So what did that do in California? When the Ninth Circuit said there's no right to openly carry under the second, or to concealed carry under the Second Amendment, yet the state of California we're talking about now, which is Peruta v. San Diego, denies open carry rights as well, California effectively recognizes no Second Amendment right. The reason they said that wasn't the case was because you could get permits in California, and that depends on what county you live in. Are you following me here? Let's go back. The reason I mentioned Peruta is because the Ninth Circuit three-judge panel in Young that reversed the dismissal of George Young's suit and found in his favor referenced the Peruta case. So stay with me on this. Let's go back to George Young in Hawaii. And I'm going to be bouncing between my pontification and some of this that you're going to hear, and I'll tell you when it's a quote from the actual case and the verdict from the three-judge panel and O'Scanlan, who wrote for the majority. It was satisfied that the Second Amendment encompasses a right to carry a firearm openly in public for self-defense. Analyzing the text of the Second Amendment and reviewing the relevant history, including founding-era treaties and the 19th-century case law, the panel stated that it was unpersuaded by the county's and the state's argument that the Second Amendment only has force within the home. The panel stated that once identified as an individual right focused on self-defense, the right to bear arms must guarantee some right of self-defense in public. The panel held, the three-judge panel in Young versus Hawaii, the panel held that because Hawaii law restricted plaintiff in exercising the right to carry a firearm openly, it burdened conduct protected by the Second Amendment. Why? Because it wouldn't give him a concealed carry permit. That's where the burden lay. Do you follow me? On Mr. Young. That, what I just read you, is from the ruling on the 24th that was laid down on the 24th of July, 2018. So, what do you think a liberal state, blue state like Hawaii is going to do? Lie down and say, well, we're going to accept that reversal and begin to allow, because what would happen if they allowed that and didn't appeal that decision by the three-judge panel, which found that they violated his Second Amendment rights? Guess what happens as far as the blue libs are concerned out in Hawaii? Oh, my God. Everybody can carry guns now. All of our law-abiding citizens can actually exercise the constitutional right that we have oppressed for years and years, and just we can't let that happen. So they appealed for an en banc panel hearing, a full panel from the Ninth Circuit. That's where we begin this discussion today. So there you have a little bit of background, enough to know that, hey, this dude in Hawaii, right, wants to carry a gun. His last name is Young. His first name is George. He wants to carry a gun. But Hawaii told him, no, he doesn't meet the exceptional reasoning laid out in state statutes for needing to carry a concealed firearm. Because you see, concealed and openly, somehow the libs have decided there's a difference. Carrying a gun concealed or carrying it openly somehow matters to blue states. So here we got this dude who says, well, okay, fine, they won't let me conceal it, but, well, that means I can openly carry the gun. And the state said, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to openly carry the gun in Hawaii. That's a violation of our law. So the dude who wants to conceal the gun can't, and wants to openly carry, means he must be able to openly, can't. my right to keep and bear arms has been infringed. So he sued. Peruta v. San Diego. Similar case, kind of, in the sense that we were trying to clear out the need. Peruta sued over the need because they have a need clause. San Diego County said in California, California says you have to show need. And the police chief or the sheriff can decide you don't have need. But other counties and other sheriffs do say you have a need to carry a gun simply for whatever reason you state because you're a law-abiding citizen. So the Ninth Circuit said, oh, and while we're at it, concealed carry is not protected by the Second Amendment, which wasn't even a part of the case, which is why it was referenced here in this decision. The bottom line as we go into the break is the Ninth Circuit has agreed to hear the case en banc, meaning an 11 panel is going to review, based on Hawaii's request, the 3-judge ruling in favor of Mr. Young. We'll be back after this. All right, gun lovers, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, huh? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day. So you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends February 28th. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word ARMED to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, 24 new SIGs, whatever. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you could win yours today free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss this chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text the word ARMED to 87222 right now. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Did I confuse you in that last segment? I hope not. Very, very simple. Guy wants to carry a gun, applies twice in 2011. Hawaii denies him. He'd applied to carry concealed and open. He was denied on both counts. Hawaii does not recognize his Second Amendment right to carry a gun openly or concealed. Therefore, that's an infringement of his right to bear arms. He's a law-abiding citizen. The lower court, when he first filed suit, dismissed his claims. He appealed. The Ninth Circuit three-judge panel looked at it, overruled the dismissal, and said, in fact, he does have a right to carry his firearm. The county of Hawaii then did what? Turned around and appealed that and sought an en banc panel, which means an 11-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, to review it. We are now at the point where the Ninth Circuit has agreed to hear the case in a Ninth Circuit en banc 11-member panel hearing. And by the way, the three-judge ruling was 2-1 in favor of George Young. You need to know that. So what do we have today? The United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit announced it will rehear a case which a three-judge panel decided in favor of open carry in July in Hawaii. What do you think is going to happen here? Do you want to take a guess what's going to happen here? Here's what Ninth Circuit Judge Scanlon wrote in his opinion, in his majority opinion. We do not take lightly the problem of gun violence, but for better or for worse, the Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Now, let's look, because I can hear, this is going to be reheard by 11 judges out of the ninth. The chief judge plus 10 judges decided at random. They're going to be chosen at random. I'm going to quote A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. It is very likely an en banc court will reverse the panel decision. Now, think about that for a moment. Let me make this very simple for you because it's not difficult to understand. We don't need to put thinking caps on for this. It's very basic stuff. Well-regulated militia, you get tired of mentioning this, well-regulated militia, that means finely tuned, well-fed, well-trained, well-disciplined, you're the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, that's you, to keep, means to hold them, to keep them, to own them, to have them in your possession, in your home, wherever you happen to be, you can keep your arms. And bear arms. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. That means hold them and carry them, bear them in any fashion you choose, to bear arms. Doesn't distinguish between open or concealed, does it? No. To keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Hawaii will not allow you or anyone else, for that matter, its citizens, law-abiding people, to bear arms in any fashion, concealed or open. If concealed carry, as the Ninth Circuit said, this very circuit said in the Peruta v. San Diego case, is not protected. Concealed carry, the court said, is not protected by the Second Amendment. It is not a right protected by the Second Amendment. Then open carry must be, if the Second Amendment says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Which one is it going to be, Hawaii? This is why we're here at this point in time, and the Ninth Circuit has agreed to rehear it. As AWR mentions, it is likely an 11-judge panel will overturn. Why is it likely? Because the Ninth Circuit is notoriously liberal. The Ninth Circuit hates the right to bear arms. We know the judges on there that are really, you know, the politics of this is incredible. Relative to where we know where certain judges will come down. We should not know that. O'Scanlan made it very, very clear when he said, and I'm going to repeat, because he didn't sound like somebody who didn't like guns or did like guns. He sounded like somebody who was making a rational decision based on what's in front of him and what the Constitution says. He was commenting, again, I quote, "We do not take lightly the problem of gun violence. But for better or for worse," he's not picking a side, The Second Amendment does protect a right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. O'Scanlan knows it. Well, Mark, what do you think is going to happen? I think the Ninth Circuit is going to overturn the three-judge ruling. The gun grabbers are going to go crazy. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And guess what's going to happen to the Young case? We're going to wind up seeking cert at the Supreme Court. Here's why I like that. Because the Young case, I believe, is stronger than the Peruta case. Why? Hawaii hasn't given a permit out in decades to a law-abiding citizen. And they deny the right to openly carry a gun to anyone who applies. You cannot bear arms in the state of Hawaii. In California, and Peruta was a case I wanted the court to take. You heard us discuss it with Alan Gottlieb. We were very, very hopeful that the Peruta case would be heard, that we would finally wipe out this bogus have to show a need to some law enforcement officer or somebody else in position of authority before you could exercise your right to bear arms. Again, I take you back to the Second Amendment, the text of the Second Amendment. To keep and bear arms, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's one or the other or it's both. Now, I'm going to tell you it's both because the Second Amendment doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as the gun is concealed inside a waistband holster and covered by a shirt, cloak, garment, or coat. It doesn't say that. It also doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as the gun is openly displayed and not carried in a concealed manner underneath a shirt, cloak. You get the idea. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This is not rocket science. Unless you are an emotional liberal Democrat who cannot think for yourself but only follows the masses. The knee-jerk reaction, but we've got to do something. What we've got to do is follow our Constitution. O'Scanlan gets it when he says, but first, the Second Amendment does protect the right of the to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Because it does. Now, I would argue it's for better. Why? Because I used a gun to defend myself, as thousands do across this country every day. We cover the happy ending stories here. That's not the debate here. The debate we're talking about now isn't a debate. It's an argument in the court in the Ninth Circuit. So I'm hopeful that George Young wins this 11-member panel en banc hearing at the Ninth Circuit. But I'm not optimistic because of what I know about the Ninth Circuit and what they're all about and their deep hatred for the right to keep and bear arms. However, this case has a strong possibility with the current makeup of today's Supreme Court to be granted cert at a later date, depending on a ruling from the Ninth Circuit here. This is going to be a fascinating case to follow, and follow it we will. When I come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, I'm going to talk to you about more disarmed cops. Yeah, disarmed cops. Is a disarmed cop a cop? No. A disarmed cop is a guy or girl in a blue uniform, no different than an unarmed security guard. I'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome back inside these studios with me. Let's get some business out of the way, shall we? If you are a gun owner like me, and you are, I want you to know that if you want to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, the USCCA's got you covered. They want to put one in your hands. Real simple stuff. Been talking about this new promotion since yesterday. The USCCA, you know who they are. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like the two of us. Right now, they're giving away free guns every single day. So make sure to check them out, okay? Free gun every single day, but this ends on February 28th. We have the advantage of knowing when this ends now, so don't let this get too far out there that you forget, all right? The official rules are simple. It's on the page. All you have to do is text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. 87222, text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D. Now, you're going to get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily because they'll give 24 guns away in one day. Think about that. Could be 24 Kimbers, Glock, SIGs, AR-15s, whatever they have up there that given day. All you have to do is text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. And you could win yours for free. It ends on the 28th. Don't forget, that's a Friday. And the gun a day flips every night at midnight. It reloads every night at midnight for you, pun intended, okay? So make sure to go check it out. Just don't wait too long. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, 287-222. Really simple to do. All right, that George Young case, did I cover that for you? Did I get that? Did you get all of that? All right, it's I know it sounds a little bit complicated, but again, very, very simple. Man wants to carry a gun. State says no, or county says no. Man wants to carry it concealed, they say no. Wants to carry it openly, they say no. So that essentially wipes out his right to bear arms. Man sues. Local court overrules him. He appeals. Three-judge panel rules in his favor, overturns his original dismissal. He wins. Now the city wants, now the city of Hawaii or the county of Hawaii is now seeking a multiple judge en banc panel at the Ninth Circuit to overturn his victory and go back to the way it was. Big, big, big implication for this nationwide. Bigger than the Peruta v. San Diego case we talked about out in California earlier, because Hawaii has not given out a concealed carry permit in years and years and years to law-abiding residents of the state of Hawaii. None. At, in the Peruta, the reason the Supreme Court didn't give us certain that is because we believe, anyway, that it was possible to get a permit in California. It just depends on where you live. So if you live over here, you're screwed. If you live over here, you're not. Yay, you're all happy. That's what happens in California. But the Ninth Circuit itself said you can get a permit in Hawaii. So the Supreme Court, for whatever reason, chose not to take that case. Not that big of a deal now because, well, it is. We wanted them to take it. But this case is stronger. Young's case is stronger. So we want to see this thing go the distance if he doesn't get it overruled. Now, if he gets it overruled. If it doesn't, what happens? Well, you can start carrying in Hawaii. Similar situation happened in Washington, D.C. Really interesting dynamic in play. Back in 2015, the Wren v. D.C. case. That case, wow, this was a Second Amendment Foundation case here, too. I want you to make the comparison here. And this is something that is a, there's a dynamic in play that we don't have out in Hawaii yet, but we could. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a second. The Wren v. D.C. case was won by the Second Amendment Foundation. It was a Second Amendment Foundation brought case against Washington, D.C., who required you to have to show a need in order to get a permit to carry a gun inside the district. Well, we won that case. And the Washington, D.C. was left with the decision as to whether or not to seek cert at the Supreme Court to try to have that ruling overturned so they didn't have to give out permits in Washington. And lo and behold, the Wren v. D.C. case was so strong that liberal attorneys general across the country and liberal governors across the country begged Washington, D.C. not to seek a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court out of fear of how strong the case was and how strong the ruling was. Kavanaugh sat on that court, by the way, because they knew the ruling was strong and they were very fearful that D.C. would lose. Then all of their gun control schemes and all of the blue states would just fall apart like the house of cards that they know gun control actually is. Think about that. Blue state AGs and governors begged D.C. not to seek a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court because they knew we can lose this. Let's go back to Hawaii, keeping that dynamic in play. We're at the point now where we're looking at, we're getting close. We've got one more potential ruling here before we can seek cert at the Supreme Court. Because if we lose this case, we being George Young, if those of us in favor of gun rights and George Young's gun rights lose this case on the 11th with the 11 member en banc panel in the Ninth Circuit, you have pretty strong indication that, well, you think Wren's going? You think Wren? You think Young's going to lay down? No, he's going to seek cert at the Supreme Court. How scared do you think other blue states are going to be then? Don't know why. We just don't know. If Hawaii loses, are we going to see the same dynamic in play that other blue states say, hey, don't seek cert at the Supreme Court? Yeah, we will. The same dynamic in play in Washington, D.C. in the Wren v. D.C. case will then, if Hawaii has to make a decision, then that's what's going to happen. So one of two things is going to happen in Hawaii. George Young is going to win that case on the 11-member panel. Don't hold your breath to that. And Hawaii will have to determine whether or not they want to seek cert at the Supreme Court. Or he's going to lose, and he will automatically seek cert at the Supreme Court. And the difference here is it's backwards. I want you to think about it that way. It's backwards. In this case, they're going to win, more than likely, the county of Hawaii, the state of Hawaii, will win in the en banc panel. Likely, they will win. Well, that begs the question, how come the blue states aren't asking Hawaii not to even, why do you think they want them to seek an 11-member en banc panel hearing at the Ninth Circuit? You'd think they'd want to do the same thing that Wren did, that they did with Wren, by saying, don't even go to the Supreme Court. We can lose. So I don't have an answer to that. I don't know why they're not getting the same heat. Who knows? Maybe because they know they're going to win at the Ninth Circuit. I don't know. The whole thing, none of this should be in play. None of this. I hope I'm not confusing you. It's very, very simple stuff when you think about it on the surface. But nonetheless, we're going to follow it, and we're going to let you know what happens. I'm a big fan of the Young case. I think the Young case has very, very strong potential to hit the Supreme Court in all likelihood, because the Ninth Circuit will more than likely reverse Young's victory in the three-judge panel Ninth Circuit ruling. We're all going to find out in the very, very near future. So buckle in. It's going to be a crazy ride. That much I can promise you. All right, let's move over to, yeah, it's really not that complicated. Sean just mentioned to me, you know, it sounds pretty complicated. It's really not complicated. Peruta v. D.C. and the Wren v. It is when I make mistakes like that, right? Peruta v. San Diego, the need, having to show a need to get a permit in the city of San Diego, the county of San Diego. Wren v. D.C., having to show a need to get a permit in Washington, D.C. Victorious at the appellate level, we were pro-gun rights in Washington, D.C. Unsuccessful in California. There is a clear rift in the circuits. The Supreme Court is going to have to get involved and get involved. They likely will with the current makeup of this court. As you heard the great Alan Gottlieb mention on a Sunday broadcast 2 weeks ago, the floodgates relative to Second Amendment cases finally being taken by the Supreme Court, he feels, and agreed with the sentiment, are about to be opened. And that's great news for you. It's great news for me as a gun owner. Whew, man, so fun to talk about that stuff. There's so much to look at and think and twist and what if and what. Fun to talk about. However, we're talking about our rights and our freedoms that are on the line here. So this is very serious business. While we analyze it and have a good time with it, it's very, very serious business. When we come back from this break, I'm finally going to get over to the disarmed law enforcement, unbelievable, in Massachusetts. Go figure. Disarming law enforcement on campuses, at high schools, just incredible stuff. Back after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, welcome back. Real quick, let's do text the word armed to 87222. A-R-M-E-D. Some of the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear, and that's the radio during the break. But I'm going to have to digress there. I can't tell you about it because it's like not satellite radio. So let me get it out. There we go. Breathe, Mark. Breathe. Okay. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. The USCCA, up until the 28th of this month, is giving away a gun a day, and you could get up to 24 chances because they will give up to 24 guns away. So 24 chances, all right, by simply texting the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't forget to do that. Yesterday, I spoke a little bit about the sheriffs in New Mexico and the sheriffs in Washington State who are refusing to enforce what? Those I-1639 in Washington, right? And that entire litany, 20-page long gun control, gun grab scheme, which will be an utter failure for Washington, by the way, it already is. And New Mexico, the package of gun controls that your new governor, New Mexico, wants on her desk ASAP, just like every good Democrat wants to sign gun control packages. These sheriffs are saying we're not signing on to this. We're not going to enforce this. They're unconstitutional. They're going to be challenged in court, and we're going to wait and see what happens before we do anything. So kudos to them. Let's move to Massachusetts. Oh, gosh. Now, this is not the first time that we've talked about this. Let me tell you about a tweet that I put out earlier today. I think it said something along the lines of, and I didn't pull it up. It doesn't matter. Play stupid games. Win stupid prizes. More stupid rules proposed by Democrats that will do absolutely nothing to stop crime. In fact, it will have the opposite effect. What am I talking about? Good heavens. This stuff is so difficult to wrap your head around. You've got to stop and think, what rational person uses what rationale to concoct an idea like this and then can actually believe that it will work? Is it it's political correctness run amok, obviously. But let me explain what I'm talking about here. Yet again, more stupid games to win stupid prizes. Here, check this out. Massachusetts College of Art and Design, Mass Art, as it's otherwise known, the trustees, right? Think about that term in a second, voted to keep their campus gun-free, a gun-free environment. Okay, just stupid liberals putting up a stupid sign that says this is a gun-free zone, not understanding that it's not a gun-free zone because criminals walk on the campus with their guns whenever they want. Stupid games win stupid prizes. But in this case, they're keeping the police officers unarmed on campus as well. Didn't we just talk about this? We did. Here we go again. Yeah, I said again, because just a few weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I talked to you about the Baltimore School Board, right? This is just incredible. The Baltimore City School Board keeping their officers, their sworn officers for the school police, disarmed on campus. Remember, there is a difference between unarmed and disarmed. Let me explain it to you if you don't understand it. I choose whether or not I want to be unarmed or armed. That's my choice. If someone decides for me, that means I have been disarmed. Disarmed is against my will. Someone has taken my guns from me and disarmed me. A criminal who takes my gun from me disarms me, not unarms me. Unarmed is a choice. I choose whether to go out today armed or unarmed, but to be disarmed means it's by someone's force. An entity that considers themselves to be morally superior or hold some rank over me has made a decision to keep me unarmed, which means disarmed. They've disarmed me by keeping me, forcing me to be unarmed. That's the difference between the two. So we talked about it in Baltimore. Somehow in Baltimore, children feel safer with unarmed police. Now we go to Mass Art up north, northeast. Well, I tell you what, man. Founding fathers rolling over in their graves, particularly in that area of the country. The vote was last week, and Massachusetts Art, get this, police sergeant. Mass Art, please, they have their own police force. His name is Matt Hurley. Here's what he said. The Mass Art community has been done a disservice as it has presented a false sense of security. Now, the Boston Herald covered this story, as did A.W.R. Hawkins, and they suggested a police force, I'm quoting A.W.R. now, who suggests the Boston Herald now, quoted Hurley, who suggested a police force that is unarmed is a police force without the power to protect students. Quoting him, parents have an expectation that when they send their child off to school at Mass Art, that since there is a police department there, they have nothing to worry about. This is just wrong. Oh, breathe, Mark. Breathe. And you probably are too. If you're driving, you're probably shaking your head. Don't shake your head while you're driving. Just understand that we're dealing with stupid liberal games to win stupid liberal prizes. Okay? Now, they're denied guns, but get this. They're all going to be outfitted with a Kevlar vest. While they can't shoot back at someone who would attack them, they're dressed in a fashion that anticipates an attack on them. So they are protecting themselves against a potential attack against them by someone with a firearm that they have been denied the ability to carry. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you about the Baltimore City School Board back on around the 28th of January when we talked about this. Can a police officer be considered a police officer if he has been disarmed? And by disarmed, I mean by an entity that told them, him or her or them, that they cannot be armed. Is that a police officer? Hell no, that's not a police officer. That's an armed security guard. Can a security guard really do a good job securing things if he's unarmed? I would argue no. Therefore, is an unarmed security guard really worth having around to feel secure? No. Let me give you a real life example from the street. Let's do some street cred stuff here. You're walking into a 7-Eleven. All of a sudden, it's being robbed. You're in the 7-Eleven hiding while there's an armed robbery, but you can see out the window. In the door comes an unarmed security guy from a building down the street wearing a blue uniform that says, oh, I don't know, street cred security. Do you feel better knowing he's walking in and he's unarmed? Of course you don't, because he's unarmed. Now, let's change that to, here comes a police cruiser. Two partners get out. They're armed. Do you feel safer knowing that there's cops there that are walking up, even though they're unsuspecting? You know they're armed. Of course you feel safer. Any clear-thinking individual does. This is lunacy that can only come from the mind of a diseased, fill in the blank, yourself, lest I get in trouble. MassArt president, I know, David Nelson, listen to what he said. Changing the policy to arm officers is unnecessary. To be clear, our current policy is that officers remain unarmed, and that remains my position today. Let me tell you what's going to happen at MassArt. You're going to see a drop in. I'm not going to send my kid to MassArt. I'm going to send my kid to another school, okay, if I'm sending a kid to MassArt. But, you know, this, listener, this is what gets people killed. And I hope to God, if you live in a place where this lunacy goes on, that you stand up and you say something. We're going to continue the discussion tomorrow. These things, I have a responsibility to bring you this information. I take that responsibility seriously when this kind of lunacy is out there being perpetrated by individuals who would put their political, stupid, politically correct political agenda above and beyond the safety of your children. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.